We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Sea air. It's idyllic. People crave it. To live beside the seaside is considered a privilege, some sort of picturesque life that those living in cities can only dream of. That's the sort of thing they told me, my friends online. The part of growing up by the sea that others don't tell you about, or for the most part even consider, is the loneliness. The pool of friends and love interests is much smaller, especially in the tiny ocean towns. It's what drove me to a life of lurking the darkest corners of the internet, trying to satiate my need for some kind of human connection. I'm a horror fan. I've spent hours lurking the sub and a million other dark and interesting forums on the web. I won't name the place I found my friends. I wouldn't want others to go digging and end up in the sort of predicament I find myself in. After all, I'm sure most of you are just like me, merely looking for a scare before bed and someone to talk to. The friends that I made online were hardcore, obsessed with urban legends, unsolved mysteries, and finding the real, scariest things that's been posted online. I suppose I was no different. Not at first, anyway. I reveled in the grainy video footage, and my favourites were the tales that you couldn't quite disprove. I wasn't alarmed about the obsessive direction my friends were taking, until a guy with a username Loiters with Intent started posting to the forum. He got involved in the Discord and became a big player amongst the group. He claimed to have spent years proving urban legends real. As skeptical as the group could be, we all desperately wanted proof. For even one of the mysteries that we had obsessed over to be real would have vindicated all the hours we spent discussing them. Loiters with Intent was the kind of guy that no one wanted to admit they were a little scared of. Whilst the others were sharing memes and JonBenet theories, he was sending us freaky videos from the depths of the web, with gore and jumps that looked perfectly realistic. When he sent us instructions to access one of the websites for a video, I knew that it had to be some deep web stuff. It didn't squash my curiosity. I'd always been fascinated by the idea of surfing the deep web, browsing the dark and mysterious corners of the internet to my heart's content. It had some type of sick allure, and I'd often found myself looking for worst things people have seen on the darknet threads over the years. I followed the instructions to the letter and was met with a mostly black web page with a tiny video box in the middle. In red letters above the extra small video box were the words, "A Birth of a Legend." I wondered if Loiters with Intent had made it himself in some poor attempt to scare us all. I wasn't very technological. I had only been able to access the website with instruction, so I had no idea how difficult or easy that might be. I pressed play, and the first thing I was confronted with was a beautiful girl. Man, she looked terrified, but she was so stunning. Long, wavy dark hair and deep brown eyes lured me in, but the terror that glazed them made me feel wholly uncomfortable. If the girl was acting, then she deserved an Academy Award before she ever said a word. If the cameraman backed up a bit, I could see that the girl was stood on an unfamiliar, empty beach. "Run," came a voice from behind the camera, a mocking and gloating man. "Please, it hurts so bad," the girl replied, voice cracking as she spoke directly into his camera. "If anyone's watching, please help me." She wore a tattered white dress, the sort of dress a girl like that would wear to a fancy party. But it looked like she had been away from the party for quite some time. There were rips, exposing bruises that covered her whole, beautiful body. My heart broke as she attempted to run across the sand, tripping and stumbling as the cameraman laughed and mocked her. The beach in the video was huge, a vast expanse with no sign of reaching a town or land. As the camera panned round, I could see that the sand stretched for miles. If the guy wanted to hurt her, then she had no chance of escaping. He was allowing her a head start, purely for his own amusement. The sicko. Discord notifications pinged my phone on the desk as the others made their way through the video. "What the hell, man? What is this, Loiters? Is this real? Ha, nice try, but this is definitely fake." I remained fixated on the video. The girl trying to run and hide in the open landscape with a choice between miles of sand or the thick barrier of rock pools that met the water. It was no choice at all, really. In her position, I probably would have just laid down and accepted my fate. The camera turned around to face the cameraman, fully clad in a balaclava. He lifted the mask just enough so that the viewers could see his ravenous smile. "Well done to the highest bidder. This is for you." He walked towards the girl, his steps making a lot more progress than her frantic, panicked running. He wigged a screwdriver in front of the camera as he approached her and she fell to the ground. Watching the video from the cameraman's POV felt voyeuristic, like it was me standing above the poor woman with a weapon, like I'd taken her there. I winced hard as he brought the screwdriver down with force and plunged it into her leg, then her arm, then her other leg. He hit every non-deadly area possible before finally sticking it deep into her eye, hovering as it forced its way into the socket like jelly, and the tip of the metal implement presumably reached the brain. He dragged and threw her body into a deep rock pool and turned the camera to face him one more time, balaclava still rolled up above his mouth. "I hope you bottom feeders like that. Time for some real bottom feeders to enjoy her now." He laughed evilly, relishing what he'd done. I felt tears roll down my cheeks. It was too realistic. I felt responsible for not saving her, for her death, for making my way through an entire snuff film. I felt dirty. Then the video took a turn. The smile turned to an expression of shock before the killer dropped the camera. Sounds of screaming overtook, and I could hear my Discord notifications going wild, but I didn't stop to check them. I couldn't tear myself away from the screen. The screaming ended promptly, and the video shook as it was lifted to focus on the body of the cameraman, still clad in his balaclava, but now lying face up on the rock pools. I wish I could say he suffered like the girl did, but he was certainly dead. Most alarmingly, his entire face was covered with small, baby crabs, nipping away at chunks of mask, flesh, and then raw skin. I felt sick, fought back the bile, and pushed my computer chair about a foot back from the screen. The video turned around once more to face the new videographer. She was just as beautiful as before, despite the dark waves being a little distressed. Parts of her squished eye were smeared around the socket, and inside it were more of the tiny little crabs. They weren't consuming her the same way they were her killer, just decorating her face. She smiled a wide, unnatural smile and spoke. "You should have tried to help me. Instead, you just watched. I'll see you soon." Then it went black. I tried to steady myself a little. I'd seen what probably amounted to thousands of creepy and dark videos on the web, but never anything like that. Everything I'd seen before had a grain of skepticism about it, but something about what I'd just seen had felt so real. I wondered if it had been a live feed. If it had, was she really addressing me? It felt like she had. I lifted my phone to check the notifications, see what the others were saying about it. There were a ton of messages, mostly expressing pure shock and confusion, quite a few insisting it couldn't be real. The only one that stood out to me was a single message from Loiters with Intent. It said, "This video was part of a livestream on the deep web as a result of an auction held by a hitman. The winning bidder chose the girl from the party and the murder weapon. Rumors on those forums state that every viewer from the original stream found themselves drawn to the beach and disappeared mysteriously not long after watching. I never clicked play, but I knew you guys would. Prove it real, friends. Beware the crab woman." His message had made most of them laugh. They couldn't get over the ridiculousness of the crab woman. And in all honesty, every single one of us was desensitized to that stuff. Some more than others. Monsters and creature features was something of a joke in our community, a subgenre to be mocked. A few of them even praised the video's production values, asking if Loiters had any more. But hours passed, and no new message from him appeared. I didn't say anything else either. Something about the video made everything we were interested in seem dirty, sinister somehow. I couldn't get that beautiful girl out of my head. The sheer terror in her eyes at the start. Even if it was fake, those eyes would haunt my dreams. I thought about what Loiters had said too, and to be honest, living by the sea made me nervous. As far as I knew, none of my other anonymous friends lived this close to the ocean. They could joke about an urban legend that suggested they would end up on a beach dead without any real consequence. I was creeped out. And for me, it was a little close to home. So I did what I could to push it out of my mind. I spent the next few days watching Disney movies and browsing much fluffier places on the internet. I muted my Discord notifications. I didn't want to talk about creepy stuff for a while. It encouraged me to get out, and I started to take daily runs, attempting to improve my fitness in the hope I could maybe make some in real life friends. Thankfully, it worked. It had been weeks since I'd thought about the girl, the man in the balaclava, and the horde of tiny crabs that ate them both. Loiters with Intent and his freaky message had been all but forgotten. Until a few hours ago. I left for my run today, just like always. I ran along the clifftop and past the bandstand. I don't know at what point I climbed down the stairs to the beach. But I did. I found myself there, exhausted. I did what any human does, and I tried to rationalize it in my head. The beach didn't look like the one in the video. It wasn't a vast expanse, and there were other people on it. There were steps to the left and a slope to the right. I convinced myself that my forgotten journey was my mind playing tricks on me. The video had bothered me so much that I'd ended up at the beach as some sort of sick subconscious joke. That's when I started typing this out. I thought maybe if I processed what I'd saw, then I would be able to get over it. It was therapeutic at first, sitting here in the sea air, typing out my experience, cathartic even. But the last time I looked up, I realized that something was seriously wrong. There aren't any steps to my left anymore, or slope to the right. The clifftop has all but disappeared, and all I can see for miles is sand. The people have gone too, all but one that is. I'm sure I can see a girl sitting on the rock pools.
Thank you. Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.